apologize for no Martin McComas tonight. I'm still suffering the effects of Sandy in terms of my computer abilities. I have no internet at home and no photocopy machine in Yeshiva and no internet in Yeshiva and so a lot of a lot of catch up. I not having foreseen this before the hurricane, I had made photocopies of our next Tuesday night shiur. And when I was ripping apart my office to get the carpet up, I found them and I put them somewhere to have the Marum Kamos. And tonight I couldn't remember where I put them. So somehow I'll find them tomorrow morning. But okay, so tonight I wanted to talk about, again, we're doing sugyas and Masechta Shabbos because Daf Yomi is doing Masechta Shabbos right now. So we went through all the sugyas a couple of weeks ago already, or a week and a half ago or so, on Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. The mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, Perek B'Madlikin, is mostly about Hadlakas Neiros. So that's at least the Mishnayos are about Hadlakas Neiros, and all the sugyas of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos are in B'Madlikin. So I wanted to talk about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Now it seems that the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos can be divided into two, perhaps three, different mitzvahs. On the one hand, you have a Mishnah in Shabbos Chavdal and Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Ein Madlikin BeItron Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not supposed to use something called Itron for Ner Shabbos because it's a lack of kavod to Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. My Taima Amar Rava Mitoch Shereicho Ra. Rava says, because it smells. So since it smells, we're afraid you're not going to stay there, you're going to leave, because the smell is so bad. Abaye says, so what? V'yetzei. So leave. What's the big deal? Why can't you leave? What's the problem? You did the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Mechitesh, they have to stay there and sit and babysit the candles. So leave. What's the problem? So he said, no, you can't leave because the Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos are a chova. What does that mean? Now, Abaye understands they're a chova. Abaye said, yes, they're a chova. You did it. Now leave. Why do you? Why if it smells so bad? Why is that a problem? So Tosfos writes, what does Rava mean when he says Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos chova? Pirush Tosfos says what he means is b'makom su'uda. The chiyuv is that a dafka has to be in the place of the su'uda. D'chove hi sheyisod b'makom aner mishum oneg. That there's a chiyuv to dafka have the su'uda in the makom of the ner. That's why Minhag Yisrael was for and still is in most places to have the Neiros Shabbos on the Shabbos table, because the whole point is to enjoy the light of the ner. Many of us had to experience that, where we still were primarily lit with the light of a ner. So you enjoyed the light of the ner. That is for your Su'udah Shabbos. That is the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. Now, obviously, if you bench looked on the table, so that means there's a fire on your table. If you have young children, especially rambunctious ones, who sometimes maybe climb on the table, pull the tablecloth, throw things across the table, or a variety of other things that my children would never do, but I'm sure that some people's children might sometimes do. So then you then it could be you have to deal with the sakana issue. So then you would still want to keep it somewhere in the dining room, but maybe at that point it's wisest not to keep it on the table. We also discussed in the muksa shiurim last year, it causes significant muksa issues if you want to change the tablecloth after lighting candles on the table on Shabbos, but at least in the dining room, that's what Tosfos says. And anyway, when we light Neiros Shabbos, it's probably kedai that the woman, before she lights Neiros Shabbos, should also turn on the light in the dining room and have in mind that the hadlaka is going on both the light and the candles, because that's where our primary Onik Shabbos really comes from. It comes from the lights. So, that's our minig in my house also. My wife turns on the lights as part of the hadlaka. You make the bracha afterwards anyway. So turn on the light, light the candles, then close the eyes, make the bracha, and does Hadlakas Neiros that way. But Tosfos is very clear that what's the point, according to Rava at least, what's the point of having to sit there, and why is it so terrible if it smells bad that you're going to have to leave? Because the mitzvah is Onek Shabbos. The mitzvah is to enjoy the lights of the Neiros and Shabbos. Apparently Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, no, there's a mitzvah of Hadlaka. It's not Onek Shabbos. Whatever it is, we'll see in a moment, but it's a mitzvah of Hadlaka. So you light it before Shabbos, and you're good. You don't have to sit there and watch the candles or enjoy the candles. Rava's Shita seems to be backed up by Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach. The Medrash writes, Hadlakas haner d'chsiv v'karasol l'shabbos oneg. Zu hadlakas haner b'shabbos. V'im tomer leishiv b'choshech, Ein za oneg. The Medrash says that v'krasel l'shabbos oneg is hadlakas neros. And you might think you could sit in the dark. Again, not talking about a maisa hadlaka per se, but that you can't sit in the dark. Why can't you sit in the dark? Because oneg Shabbos. Oneg means you have to enjoy Shabbos. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shabbos, tells us that hadlakas ner b'shabbos eino rishus shem ratza madlik v'mratza eino madlik. Hadlakas ner b'shabbos is not optional. You don't get to choose whether you do it or don't do it. V'lo mitzvah sheinu chayv lirdof achrea sheyasenek ugonei ruvi chatzeros until sedaim lachila. And it's not a full-fledged mitzvah in the sense that you need to be rodef achrea, the Rambam says, elachova. It's what we call a chova. Now, chova, the way we would translate it into English, sounds like it's a more intense thing than a mitzvah. But the way it's used in the Gemara is that chova is a little less intense than mitzvah. Mitzvah is very strong, because we always think of mitzvah as good deed, but that's not what mitzvah means, obviously. Mitzvah means a command. Mitzvah is not just a good deed. It's like when we think of it as a good deed, because it's I think it's even in Webster's dictionary already. It's become it's known in the world that yeah, you do a mitzvah, you do a good deed, and we write mitzvah notes for our children that are nowhere to be found in the minyan mitzvahs that aren't really, but they're good deeds, so we call it a mitzvah. But that's not what mitzvah means. Mitzvah means that it's a command. Chava means it's an obligation, which is a little less than a command. But either way, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of hadlakas neros is a chava. Ve'echra nashim ve'echra nashim chayav liyos b'batei ner doluk b'shabbos. And listen to the lashon. He says, what's the chiyuv? Liyos b'batei ner doluk b'shabbos. Very unusual lashon. Normally, when the Rambam talks about a mitzvah, a chiyuv, what you have to do, he'll tell you what to do. The Rambam over here doesn't describe what to do. He tells you what you have to have, which is very different than what to do. You have to have a ner daluk, afilu in lamayochel shal psachim lokech shabnu madlikas ner. Even if you have nothing else, you got to make sure you collect money if you need to in order to find shemen to light a ner, because that's the chiv. The chiv is to have a ner. So the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shabbos is talking about the mitzvah of onek Shabbos. He's talking about how there has to be light in the house on Shabbos in order to enjoy Shabbos. So all of these sources point to one element of ner Shabbos, and that is Oneg Shabbos, that you have to have Neros Shabbos, not because there's a Maisa Hadlaka that's critical, but just because you have to have light in the house on Shabbos so that you can enjoy Shabbos properly. And again, Tosfos relates it to Dafka the Su'uda, that it has to be around the Su'uda's Shabbos. The second element is the second time the Rambam talks about Neros Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos, 25 prakim later, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Paraglamet of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Hey, notice the difference in Lashon. The Rambam writes, V'tzarech l'sakein beiso miba'od yom m'pnei kvod ha-Shabbos. He's talking about the mitzvah not now of Oneg Shabbos, but of Kavod Shabbos. And he says, you need to prepare in advance, make sure your house is well prepared because of Kavod Shabbos, via ner daluk, and to make sure that there's a candle lit, v'shulchan aruch, and a table set, u'mita mutza'as, and a bed all prepared, shekol elu l'kavod Shabbos hein. All of these things are l'kavod Shabbos. So now over here, the Rambam is talking about l'sakein beiso, things that you have to actively do, miba'od yom, things that you have to do on Erev Shabbos, and all of these things, it became a long drive for you guys. All of these things are l'kavod Shabbos. So they tell us by the end of the month, Branch Boulevard will be at least passable. That's what they say. So anyway, all these things are l'kavod Shabbos. They're not anymore an emphasis on Oneg Shabbos. The Yireyim also in Siman Tav Chav Tes also says Ner Shabbos Yan Amru Neviim L'Chabed Shabbos T'Chsiv Yichibadu Me'asos Rechecha Amru Chacham Mitzvah Lahadik Ner B'Shabbos L'Kavod Shabbos, that we light Ner Shabbos not for Oneg Shabbos but for Kavod Shabbos. That's the that seems to be a theme that runs through Rishonim, so much so that the Agos Maimonios in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shabbos quotes from Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, what's the bracha you make on Ner Shabbos? So I'm asking a room full of men, how would we know what bracha you make on Ner Shabbos? Right, so what's the bracha you make on Ner Shabbos? So the Yerushalmi says, the bracha should be l'hadlik ner, on Neros Yantif, he says, l'hadlik ner, l'kavod Yantif, u'dekavasei b'Shabbos, omer, l'kavod Shabbos. So the bracha, if you ask your wives what bracha they make, is l'hadlik ner shal Shabbos. It's not l'hadlik ner L'kavod Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi has such a lashon that the bracha should dafka be l'hadlik ner l'kavod Shabbos. So you see, the nusach habracha clearly emphasizes this din, not of oneg, but of kavod. So apparently, so far, we have two dinim in Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, a din of oneg Shabbos and a din of kavod Shabbos. We'll have to precisely define the difference in a moment. But there may be a third din also that emerges from the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel and Beis tells us, Amar Rava pshitali ner besov ner chanaka, if you have to make a choice to either buy a candle for Ner Shabbos, or to buy a candle for Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso Adif Mishum Shalom Beso. The reason Ner Shabbos wins is because of Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis apparently is what Ner Shabbos is all about. So after seeing how it's about Kavan, after seeing how it's about Oneg, the Gemara talks about Shalom Bayis being an issue. Now the truth is, that may not be a third issue. That may be part of one of the others. So if we were to define, let's say, Oneg Shabbos as enjoying Shabbos by being able to see at the Friday night meal, so it would make sense that Shalom Bayis is just an expression of how we are experiencing Oneg Shabbos. We're experiencing Oneg Shabbos because there's Shalom Bayis, there's light, that we're not tripping over each other, and we're not fighting because there's light. The Rosh Hashanah, however, has an interesting take on the Shalom Bayis element. He says, you know, if you look at Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi says, what's the Shalom Bayis? Shebnei beso mitzta'arin. That people in the house are going to be mitzta'er if there isn't light in the house on Shabbos. So we all just, or many of us, experienced what it means to live in the dark for a little while, right? So when if you were to ask someone, and of course you ask someone because it's all anyone's been talking about for 2 weeks, you know, what was it like? So a person doesn't, you know, we may mention our kids didn't like it, our wife didn't like it, but you know who else didn't like it? I didn't like it. You know, it wasn't fun for anybody. Nobody thought it was geschmack not to have any electricity anymore. So fret rashash, mishum shalom beisa, why? B'nei beiso mitzta'arim? Because the other people in your house are mitzta'ar? Esra Rashash, I don't understand. Ma'iri b'nei beiso? Af hu ba'atzmo nami yitzta'ar? It's probably yitzar for the balabas also, asks Rashash. So Rashash says like this. He says, Ulai yichavin rava b'milas beiso. What does he call it? He doesn't call it Ner Shabbos in the Gemara. Rava says you have a triage question. You have to decide what you're buying a Ner for. Ner Chanukah or Ner? So I would have said Ner Shabbos, but he doesn't call it Ner Shabbos. He says Ner Beso. Why? Because Beso Zewishto. That when he says Ner Beso, Rava's Dafka alluding to the fact that it's generally the woman's responsibility, or it's viewed as the woman's responsibility, to see to it that this mitzvah gets done, to do this mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Like the Gemara says later on Kufiyah Chesam Beis, we're going to see that we already saw in the Mishnah, Al Gimel Averos, Al Shalosh Averos, Nashim Mesos, Beshas Le'edelson, Al Shayin Zirus Benidah, Bechal Levadachas HaNer. So if a woman is not supplied with a Ner, to light, for Ner Shabbos, her husband is essentially telling her, I don't care if you die. I'll give him you're not giving her the wherewithal to do adlakas haner. So what does that do for the shalom bayis when the husband is sending such a message? That, look, I want to have my mehudar menorah with ner chanukah. Yeah, but what about my life? What about the fact that this is, you know, this is life and death for me? So says the Rashash, that's the shalom bayis element. So that would be a little different than oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is just you enjoy the light. It's the way the Rashash understands, it's not so much about the light, it's about the relationship. It's about the ner as a symbol of the relationship. So it could be that there are these three elements. At least the first two are abundantly clear, oneg and kavod, but the third one may be a third idea, this idea of shalom bayis, or maybe part of the other idea. Parenthetically, it's interesting that the Rambam, when he talks about this issue of ner beso versus ner chanukah, so the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel, which is in Hilchos Shabbos, says if you can't afford it to buy Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom, Ner Shabbos Kodem, you can't afford Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos Kodem. And the Shulchan Aruch again in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches, which is in Hilchos Chanukah, again tells us this halacha: Mi shein yado masages liknos Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, yikne Ner Shabbos v'Ner Shalom Beso. The Rambam, so Shulchan Aruch quotes in both places, in Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Shabbos, which, you know, is what you would expect, because it's a halacha in both. It's a halacha of one versus the other, right? The Rambam only quotes this din in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah. In Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, he quotes this din. He doesn't quote in Hilchos Shabbos at all. which is a little bit unusual, that the Rambam wouldn't mention this halacha, which seems to be a din in Hilchas Shabbos. He doesn't mention it in Hilchas Shabbos at all. So I saw in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's Sefer, in the Biurim, he has in the back of the, you know, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn is one that wrote the Shabbos Kitchen and all the good art scroll Hilchas Shabbos books. He's very, very good. He has very good, he's very clear, and his footnotes are very good. But in the back of some of the Sfarim, he has, in Hebrew, he published longer pieces on some of the topics. So in Simon Aleph of the Biurim, in the back of the volume on Nero Shabbos, on the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, he suggests the following Mahalik from the Rambam. He says, if you look at, again, the source of the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Ner Shabbos versus Ner Beso, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah versus Ner Beso, it's not Ner Chanukah versus Ner Shabbos, it's Ner Chanukah versus Ner Beso. So the Rashi writes Ner Beso b'Shabbos. Ner Beso means to have Neros for Shabbos. But the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says it's talking about Ner Shabbos. So he says it could be that the Rambam understood Ner Beso's Kipshuto, meaning that it's talking about having light in your house. It's Ner Beso Mishum Shalom Beso. It's not only on Shabbos. Adrabah, on Shabbos is the time you probably need at least can, you know, you have, you go to sleep, it's more, you don't have that as much going on. On a weekday, to not have light in your house is a very big problem. So on a weekday, it could be the Rambam understood Ner Beso. The reason the Gemara didn't call it Ner Shabbos, because it's not about Ner Shabbos. This isn't a din in Hilchas Shabbos. And it would turn out unbelievable. According to, if he's right about the Rambam, the Gemara is telling us that if you have a choice to either buy Ner Chanukah or just turn on the light in the room on a Tuesday night, you know, on Justam, have a light in your house, that you turn on the light in the room on a Tuesday night rather than have Ner Chanukah. It's not only about a mitzvah versus a mitzvah, that the general idea of Shalom Bayis outweighs, even when there's no mitzvah involved in that Shalom Bayis, that would outweigh the concept of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If that's correct, that could serve to explain the shita of the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. The story goes, I think Rav Pam used to tell the story, it's published in one of the Rav Pam books, Rav Pam on, they always have Rav Pam on Shabbos, Rav Pam on Yantif, Rav Pam on, so I don't remember which one. One of the Rav Pam, probably Rav Pam on Yantif, I guess, on festivals. But in one of the Rav Pam books tells a story that Rav Pam used to like to tell the story about the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. That the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim was lighting Ner Chanukah, was supposed to light Ner Chanukah. Talmidim were all there waiting for him to light Ner Chanukah, and he wasn't lighting Ner Chanukah. And the Zman came and it went, and it was past the Yipur Zman already, and he wasn't lighting Ner Chanukah. An hour and a half later, his wife walks in the door, he lights Ner Chanukah. So the Talmidim said, "What do you do? Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you light Ner Chanukah b'zman?" So he said, "Because my wife likes to be around for the Ner Chanukah, and I understand that this is very b'dieved to light so late. But the Gemara says that it's Ner Shabbos and Ner Beso. Ner Beso wins. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis can beat out the entire mitzvah of Ner Chanukah entirely. It can completely outweigh the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So it certainly outweighs doing Ner Chanukah in the Iker Zman, right? I could certainly do Ner Chanukah a little bit later on because of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis would beat the whole mitzvah. So that's the Maisa that they tell about the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. The Kasha on that Maisa is, It seems to be taking that Gemara out of context. The Gemara doesn't say Shalom Bayis is important than the mitzvah. The Gemara says if you have Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, because it has this additional element of Shalom Bayis associated with it, that mitzvah beats the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What does it have to do with waiting for your wife to come home later? That has nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's just Stam Shalom Bayis. That's just Stam your relationship with your wife. So the story, when you tell the story to people who think in learning, they say it doesn't work. But if Simcha Bunim Kohn is right about the Rambam, that the way the Rambam reads this Gemara is that it's not about mitzvah versus mitzvah. Because the Ner Beso is not about Ner Shabbos at all. It's about Ner Beso. It's about having light in your house on a Tuesday night. It has nothing to do with Ner Shabbos. So then Hitaka has a good raya from the Gemara, that anything that helps to preserve Shalom Bayis is more important than Ner Chanukah. So then it actually would work.
My question was, isn't there also a Tadir Mishaino, Tadir Kodia?
So
Shabbos, so it's Tadir?
So it would, in general, there's a significant discussion in the Achronim whether Tadir Mishaino, Tadir applies to a case of where you're only going to be able to do one. in the places in Shas where we have Tadir v'Sheino Tadir, most notably in Parakala Tadir, but in the places in Shas, in the fifth Parak of Pesachim, where we have Tadir v'Sheino Tadir, the discussion is which to do first. But you're going to be able to do both. So we say Tadir v'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So there is a discussion in the Achronim whether we would say that the Tadir is also more important, that if you have to choose one over the other, that the Tadir is going to win. Maybe this Gemara is a good Raya that it's not an issue of Tadir, that Tadir wouldn't play a role over here, or maybe we could say that we have a better consideration, that Shalom Bayis is too important a consideration.
According to Rav Simcha Bun Akom, it wouldn't even just be extended to the lights of your house, but anything that Shalom Bayis at any point, no?
L'chora. Right, unless meaning the other taina on the Rabbi of the Chavetz Chaim is that lack of light in a house is a major problem of Shalom Bayis. It's hard to say that okay, I didn't. You know, there are a million things you do wrong, as every Jewish husband knows. There are a million things you do wrong here and there, but they don't all rise to that level of threatening your Shalom Bayis like lack of light in the house. I mentioned a couple of days ago, my wife said to me at the after 2 weeks of blackout, I think it was one of the last nights, she said, I honestly don't know a single woman who's still talking to her husband. Everyone was just so there's so much tension. So it's just not geschmack for Shalom Bayis. So it's hard to then judge on your own that not waiting for her is going to be that same it's going to have that same impact on Shalom Bayis. So that kasha I don't have a teretz for, and that relates to your point. Obviously, can you just say this about other threats to Shalom Bayis? Not so sure, but this particular threat to Shalom Bayis, we can say to that. So okay, so what have we said to this point? There are three mitzvos involved in Ner Shabbos. There's Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, and perhaps Shalom Bayis is a third element, or maybe Shalom Bayis is a subcategory of Oneg Shabbos. Now, what is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos? They sound the same. They sound that it's a way of honoring and enjoying Shabbos. What's the difference between honoring Shabbos and enjoying Shabbos? So the Gra, in Bira Gra, in Or Chaim, Sim Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, says explicitly just one line where he says exactly the gedder of difference. He says, Oneg hu b'Shabbos atzmo, v'kavod hu b'erev Shabbos. Difference between Oneg and Kavod is what you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Oneg is what you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Think back to the machlokas we had before about Ein Madlikin Be'itron Mipnei Kvar HaShabbos. So the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to light with this foul-smelling material. So Rava said, what was the reason? Because it's going to smell bad and you're going to leave. And Abaye said, okay, so leave. What's the big deal? So you leave. So Rava said, no, you can't leave. You need to eat by the Ner. So what are they arguing about? It would seem that Rava holds that you can't leave because it's not just a din that you can light it Erev Shabbos and be done with it and just leave the candle. That would be true if Ner Shabbos were only a din in Kavod Shabbos. Yeah, you did your Kavod Shabbos. You did a Meisen in advance of Shabbos to show Kavod to Shabbos. But it's not only a din in Kavod Shabbos, it's also a din in Oneg Shabbos. So you need to be there to actually enjoy it on Shabbos. Abaye would seem to be saying, nah, it's a din kavod Shabbos, not a din onek Shabbos. Now, what about the Nusach HaBracha? Remember we said that Agos Maimonios quotes from Yerushalmi that the Nusach HaBracha is lehadlik ner lekavod yantif, lehadlik ner lekavod Shabbos. So that would seem to be in line with Shitas Abaye. Right, the Yerushalmi would seem to go like Abaye, that the mitzvah is about kavod, not about oneg. And therefore the nusach habracha is only going to be a nusach habracha of kavod. It's not going to be a nusach habracha of oneg. But there is another way to explain that Yerushalmi, even if you say that maybe kavod and oneg are both elements of the mitzvah. In general, when it comes to a nusach habracha, how to formulate a bracha, so it could very well be that even when there are multiple mitzvos that are being accomplished, a bracha relates to not a mitzvah, not a kiyum mitzvah, but a maisa mitzvah. A bracha is not about what credits you're getting up in Shemayim for doing the mitzvah, but a bracha is about what is the maisa mitzvah. Now, if we were to look at kavod and oneg, of Ner Shabbos being both kavod and oneg, yes, it is both, but only one of them has a maisa. Kavod is doing a maisa hadlaka before Shabbos to show that you're doing something for Shabbos. Now, let's say the following. Let's say you had lights, you have the lights on the whole time. The lights are on before Shabbos. So do you have to shut them off and dafka turn them on again before Shabbos? So if it's a purely a din in oneg Shabbos, why would you have to do that? You have light. All you need to do is have light so you can enjoy Shabbos. But if it's a din in kavod Shabbos that you need to do something special to show that you're doing for Shabbos, so it requires a maisa hadlaka. So you need to turn them off and turn them back on again. You need to blow out the candle and relight it again because it needs to be a maisa hadlaka. It needs to be something for Shabbos. Birchas HaMitzvahs in general emphasize not the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah. So even if when you light Neiros Shabbos, you're Mekayim, two mitzvahs, Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, it still might make sense that the Nusach of the Bracha is going to be about Kavod Shabbos. So it's not a Hechrech that Yerushalmi is necessarily like Abaye, that it's purely a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, but it at least fits a little bit better with the Shita of Abaye, that it's more about Kavod Shabbos. Now, what about a Nyantif? Is there a mitzvah of Kavod Yantif? Or is that only a mitzvah in Shabbos? So we know, for instance, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, Samachta B'chagecha, but and there's no mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos, per se, in the Torah. The Torah never tells us about, but there are only two mitzvahs of Shabbos in the Torah. There's Zechirah Shabbos and Shmirah Shabbos. Zechirah Shabbos, according to many Rishonim, is all the mitzvahs Haseh. According to others, it's just Kiddush and Avdalah. But it's and Shmirah Shabbos is all the los Haseh, all the don'ts of Shabbos. And then there are two mitzvahs Midibrei Kabbalah in Sefer Yeshaya of Kavod Va'oneg. And that's it. There's no mitzvah Simchas Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his very first tshuva, in the Sefer, his very first tshuva, Shabbos Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, was Shapsa always comments about the first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eiger that it shows you Rabbi Akiva Eiger's attitude toward, you know, all of Torah is Torah and it's all the same, and he's not gonna, you know, he said if I were publishing a Sefer, I'd put my best knockout tshuva first. The first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, someone said to him, I remember once that we were eating a meal on Yantif and it came time to bench and people forgot to say Yalav Yavo. And they repeated benching, and he said, I remember that once a great gadol, we were eating by a great rabbi, and he told us not to repeat benching. So what do you think? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I think the din is you have to repeat benching. What do you mean? Whenever there's a chiv suda, the din is you have to repeat benching, and that's pretty much the whole tshuva. And then in the footnote at the end of the tshuva, he goes into a whole discussion. Well, maybe there was a difference for the women and for the men, that for the women they didn't have to repeat benching because maybe there's no chiyuv su'uda on Yantif for the women unless it was Pesach, and Pesach on the first night of Pesach where they have to eat matzah, then there is a chiyuv su'uda. Then he gets into all the Leibedik stuff, he really gets into a discussion, but the actual tshuva was like, I don't know, either the rabbi made a mistake or you're remembering it wrong. The rabbi didn't say that. That's the whole tshuva. But in that context, in that footnote at the end of that tshuva, he says there's definitely a din of kavod oneg v'yantif as well. So if there's a din of kavod oneg v'yantif, so when should a woman light neros for yantif? So why do we light neros Shabbos before Shabbos, not on Shabbos? So pashas, we're used to thinking that the reason we light it before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, is because it's melacha d'oraisa. It's also to light it on Shabbos. Let's say somehow we were able to get around that. Is there still an inyan to light it before Shabbos? Let's say somehow, I don't know, in some alternate universe, we'd be able to light it on Shabbos. Is there still an inyan to dafka do it before Shabbos? So if you hold it, there's a mitzvah of kavod, so of course there's an inyan to do it before Shabbos. Kavod is defined as what you do before Shabbos. So what about on Yantif? That alternate universe exists on Yantif. You're allowed to light candles on Yantif. You don't have to light it. So should you still light it before Yantif? So according to what we're saying, that there's two dinim, there's a mitzvah of Oneg and a mitzvah of Kavod. For the mitzvah of Oneg Yantif, you can light it already after Yantif starts. It's fine. Now on the second night of Yantif Sheni Shel Golias, we have no choice. Because you're not allowed to be mechin, you're not allowed to prepare from one day to the next. So the woman has to wait. That's why they always announce in shul that don't light candles before X time, before the Zman of Tesach Kochavim. Because you're not allowed to be mechin from one day to the next. So the second night of Yantif, we don't have a choice. What about the first night of Yantif? Does a woman have to rush to light Neros Shabbos? So this is the famous comment of the wife of the Drisha, the in the Hakdama to the parish of the Drisha on the tour, on the bottom of the tour, the Drisha's son wrote the Hakdama. The Drisha himself didn't write the Hakdama. A lot of Sfarim you have like that, where the person who wrote the Sefer never even published it while he was alive, and his children were the ones who brought it to print, and would write the Hakdama, and they would write a little about their father. But the Drisha's son took the opportunity not only to talk about his father, but to talk about his mother as well. So he spoke about the wife of the Drisha, and he had two chidushim lahalacha b'shem his mother, in the name of his mother, in the Akdama to the Drisha. Very fascinating. So one of her chidushim lahalacha was, she says, I noticed that women make a couple of very big mistakes in terms of the halachas that women have to know. So she says, or he says in her name, the son says in her name, Hatos Hasheni, the second mistake, we're not getting into the first one now. Second mistake, Mashenogos Hanashim Lahadik Nerosein Shal Yom Tov, Acher Shespalu Akal Arvis, Va'acher Yitzyasim Besak Nesis Lebesim Kodem Achila. V'zeinu Nachon. So apparently the minhag used to be that everyone would daven Marav and Yantiv, the husband would come home, and the wife would say, oh, let me quick light candles before we start the Suda. And she would then light the candles. And she says this was incorrect. I understand on the second night of Yontif, you got to do that because you're not allowed to light from one night to the next. Aval mashe nimshach mizeh shenogos l'do gambel lel yom tov rishon kein ze eino nachon. He said, that's incorrect to do it on the first night. V'yoser tov midina l'hadik aneres gamkin kodim tefilas arvis u'lekabel yom tov bad l'kosan ha'kol kamosh osin l'kavet Shabbos. The real correct thing to do is to light before Yontif, just like we light before Shabbos, because that's the din of kavet Shabbos, that's the din of kavet Yontif. She'akol muchan miyad b'bo mi'beis ha'knes l'beiso ha'shulchan aruch v'aner dolek u'mita mutzas. Those are all the lashonos of the Rambam. That's what exactly the examples the Rambam gives. That what's the mitzvah of kavet Shabbos? The mitzvah is that everything is prepared in advance. It's all set up beforehand. Gam, then she adds another interesting point. Kol malacha shemuta lasos b'yom tov, im yachal lasos oso malacha me'erev yom tov, oso lasos l'chadchila b'yom tov. The halacha is, even malachas that you're allowed to do on Yantif, lighting a fire, cooking, if you could do it with equal effectiveness prior to Yom Tov, and it won't lose anything, so you have to do it prior to Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's the halacha. That's even when it comes to Bishul. So why do we rely on cooking on Yom Tov? Because it does lose something. Fresh food tastes better than day-old food or two-day-old food. So it tastes a little bit better. It tastes fresher. So it loses a little something. But the halacha really is in Hilchos Yom Tov that if something's able to be done before Yom Tov, you got to do it before Yom Tov. So that's what the wife of the Drisha pointed out. It's much more understandable in light of this understanding of the difference between kavod and oneg, that if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of kavod yantiv, so certainly you need to light before yantiv. The other nafkamina, like we said, would be: where do you need to light Neros Shabbos? So if it's a din in kavod Shabbos, it doesn't matter where you light it; you can light it wherever you want. It's just a din in doing a maisa for Shabbos, so, right? It's all in advance of Shabbos. That was Abaye Shita. You don't have to even eat in the room; you could be in a different room. It doesn't matter. If it's a din in oneg Shabbos, so that's what Tosfos emphasized, dafka where you eat. Oneg Shabbos means not just stam that you enjoy having it, but that your ikur enjoyment of Shabbos is around the ner. So your ikur enjoyment of Shabbos is at Suda Shabbos, so it should dafka be in the dining room. If it's a din in shalom bayis, so Rashi writes, what's the problem with shalom bayis? That people are going to be tripping all over the place. So why dafka in the dining room? You need it more when you're going from the dining room to your bedroom. No, that on the way you shouldn't trip somewhere. So if it's a din in Shalom Bayis, you should need the Neros Shabbos everywhere. It shouldn't just be in the dining room. So you have all these nafkaminas. If you understand Shalom Bayis, different than... So what do Poskim Taka say? Where do Neros Shabbos have to be? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Sim Reish Samach Gimel, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Rav Shulchan Aruch writes... You have to light in every room that you're going to go to on Shabbos. You have to set the Shabbos clocks or turn on the lights in every room that you're going to need to use on Shabbos. Because Shalom Bayis, Shalom Yikashal Be'etz or Be'even. So we don't have to light candles. We do the lighting of candles because that's the way it was always done. But really the mitzvah is with having light in the house. The mitzvah is with turning on the light in the house. So we don't have to, so we do, we light candles, but we still have to make sure part of the mitzvah, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, make sure the lights are on in the other rooms as well. Right? We could, if you don't have candles at home, you could still do the mitzvah of Adlak Neros Shabbos with electric bulb. When a woman has a baby and she wants to light Neros Shabbos in the hospital, so you're not allowed to light candles, they don't let you light candles in the hospital, they bring you, the chaplain will bring you a little electric bulb that you turn on and you make a bracha. There's no problem with making a bracha and such a thing. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. Mishum Brura, however, says, Mishum Brura, Reish Samach Gimel Sivkat and Beis, So he's mechalik a little bit. He says, yeah, the lights should be everywhere, because let's remember that we don't want people to trip and we want there to be shalom bayis, but the bracha should dafka be in the makom achila. Why? So maybe based on the idea that we said before, the Yerushalmi, that a bracha is always related to a maisa mitzvah. And it's not related to a mitzius of having something of a kiyum mitzvah. So it could be that there's some kiyum mitzvah of having shalom bayis, of having lights around the house. But the maisa mitzvah is a din kavod Shabbos. The din kavod Shabbos is dafka should be in the room where you're gonna have the makom achila. Although we said that's really a din in oneg Shabbos, not in kavod. Yeah, but maybe that's, meaning it's on the Shabbos table, that shows that it's for Shabbos as opposed to just Stam a Ner. So that's why you want it to Dafka be on the table. Maybe you have to say something like that. Now, there is a Machlokes. Let's move into Chanukah for a little bit. I guess our next year will probably be on Inyani Chanukah. It's also Sugis and Masech Shabbos will be Inyani Chanukah. Right? Next week I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so there won't be a shiur next week, but 2 weeks, Mirza Hashem. Barring any other events, you know, we should have a regular shiur on Tuesday night. We'll probably do Chanukah at that time. But this discussion we said the Gemara spoke about Ner Shabbos Ner Chanukah. There's a Shitas of Rambam about the Zman Hadlaka. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey of Hilchos Chanukah, Ein Madlika Neros Chanukah Kodim Shetishka Chama Ela Im Shkiasa Lo Ma'achrin V'Lo Makdimin. Ram says you have to light Neros Chanukah at Shkia. Shouldn't be later. Shouldn't be earlier. I mean, you can't light Neros Chanukah earlier. Says the Rashba. I don't think that's true. The Rashba says the Rashba in Shabbos Chof Alvim Beis. Mistaver Delavi Kuvahi Lomar Dekodem Lachein Imratzal Lahadlik Eino Madlik. Says I don't think that's Ma'akev. That if you want to light earlier, you're not allowed to light. I don't think that's true. He says I'll prove it to you. The Vade Ilu Ratzal Lahadlik Madlik Samuk Lashkia Sachama Da'ika Persuminisa. Meaning, if you light samach to shkia sechami, you light a little bit before shkia, you still get the same persumi nisa, uki inyan sha'amru l'kaman b'ner Shabbos. Just like we say ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos we light before shkia, so why should ner Chanukah be any different? That's one, the Rashba says. V'achanami d'kavasa, el d'ikr mitzvasa l'chayva l'hadlik, ena ela mishatishka achama. It's just that the Iker Mitzvah, the Zman of the Mitzvah, of having a Ner Daluk is at Shkia Sachama. But still, if you want to be Makdim, you can be Makdim just like you do on Erev Shabbos. So he says, Vadai, says the Rashba, Mitzvah Ka'amar. Mitzvah L'chadchila is to light after Shkia, but V'leratz L'haktim M'chashecha Makdim. That's how the Rashba says. That we light Ner Shabbos before Shabbos, even though and when's the Iker Zman of the Mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, says the Rashba? The Iker Zman of the Mitzvah is on Shabbos. That you should have it at your Shabbos Suda. And yet we're Mekayim the Mitzvah by lighting it before. So Ner Chanukah, I maskim, he says to the Rambam, that the Iker Zman is really after Shkia. But, just like by Shabbos, where the Iker Zman is later in Yotze when you light it before, we're also the Iker Zman is later in Yotze when you light it before. So what's the Rambam going to answer to that? So the Chora, based on everything we said, the Rambam has a very simple answer to that. Neros Chanukah, there's one mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, and that mitzvah has a zman on the night of Chanukah after Shkia when it's the zman of the mitzvah. By Shabbos we said, yeah, the Rashba says by Shabbos isn't the Iker Zman during the Suda? That's the Iker Zman of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, but there's also a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So, Adraba, by Neros Shabbos, you dafka have to light it before. Because the Iker Zman HaMitzvah is of Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos. There is no parallel to that in Chanukah. There's no Kavod Chanukah. There's just a din of Persuminisa of Chanukah. The Persuminisa is dafka Balayla. So that then you should have to light. You should have to do that mitzvah dafka belayla. That's luchora how the Rashba would how the Rambam would answer the Rashba. Then yeah.
I'm just saying. Usually, when you're saying that maybe it has to go on around Maisa, so the Achila, the Suda, so you have to make sure that, I mean, even if you make Shabbos very early, you have to make sure that the candles will be lit all the way up till at least till you're done with the meal?
I mean, if you make Shabbos very early and you're eating later, you're saying?
Yeah.
So L'chorah for Oneg Shabbos, yeah, L'chorah for Oneg Shabbos, it should be lit at the meal, yeah, I think so. don't think so. You have to enjoy the neros at some point. That's the big shaila. Someone asked me recently. Someone came over to me and said, "I asked Rabbi Willig this shaila, so you don't have to tell me an answer. I just want to see what you would say." And the shaila was, I'm trying to remember the details. A woman, they were going for a meal somewhere like a mile and a half away, so they were gonna light, so and they were gonna get back much, much later. Was that a family simcha or something? They weren't gonna get back till much later. So should they light candles? Where should she light candles? What should she do about Hadakas Neros? Shabbos candles. So what should she do about Hadakas Neros Shabbos? She can't light at home because they're not gonna the lights aren't gonna be the Neros Shabbos are gonna be extinguished by the time she gets home already. She's never gonna be able to benefit from the Neros Shabbos. So what's the point? What's she lighting at home for? She can't light over there at the bar mitzvah because it's just not her makom to light. Meaning that's not as she's by someone else's house. That's not her chiv to light. Her chiv to light is in her own house. So what should she do? I said, Pasha, she should light it, turn on the light, and make a bracha on that. I think Rabbi Willick says she shouldn't light at all. Meaning, what he meant is, Mistama, don't light candles at all, because what's the point? You don't light candles, they're not going to be there, you're never going to enjoy them, so then you don't light candles at all. So turn on the light, and light, and the light will still be on, hopefully, although, again, that's not so reliable anymore. But the light will still be on, hopefully, by the time you get back, and that will be your mitzvah in that case. But the Rashba's other kasha in the Rambam is like this. The Rashba says, I'll prove to you that the Zman of Neros Chanukah could be earlier than Shkia, because what do you do on Friday night of Chanukah? When do you light Neros Chanukah? It has to be before Shkia, otherwise you're violating Shabbos. You're violating Melacha D'oraisa on Shabbos. So what's the teretz to that kasha of the Rashba?
Maybe we have no choice then.
Yeah, so the teretz is like the Meiri writes. The Meiri writes in Masechta Shabbos. You have no option on it. And Adrabah, you can say even stronger. Not just that you have no choice. When Chazal made this takana of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah for 8 days, they knew there's going to be a Shabbos in those 8 days. So obviously part of the Yikar takana was that on the day that's Shabbos, you're going to light a little bit earlier. But it's not a raya of what you're allowed to do on every other day, on every day that's not Shabbos. There's going to be a Shabbos, so on the day that's Shabbos, you're allowed to light a little bit earlier. But primarily what you see that the Rashba and the Rambam are struggling with is that, or that what the Rashba is struggling with, Bidivrei Rambam, is this understanding of the two elements of the mitzvah of Kavod and Onig. That word of how the Rambam would defend himself is in the Sefer Kuntros Chanukah Megillah in Siman Aleph. Okay, we'll stop there.